And you're back with The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. The Mortgage Show is heard on CFUN 1410 AM every weekend at this hour. So glad you could be with us. Hope you're picking up on a couple of great things that Angela Calla can do for you, as she has done for hundreds of others as an accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. Bottom line is, she saves money for you by redoing your mortgage at no cost. The institution where that mortgage is finally placed will pay her fee. So it's a win-win-win situation all around. 802-3983. Angela Calla will be happy. I think you will be. Won't you be happy to return their call right after the show? Of course you will. 802-3983. We talked about Beacon scores in the last segment of the radio program, Angela. Credit scores. There is a television commercial running in the United States, which unfortunately airs in Canada, which is really doing a disservice, I believe. And that is, it is encouraging people to continually check their credit through a variety of companies. And the reason for that, they've scared people in this television commercial because they say, well, you know, somebody could be using your identity and it would be diminishing your credit because somebody else is using your identity, and this is a good way to sort of keep track on it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a second. Angela Calla has drilled into me over the time we've done The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM that every time you go and check your credit score, you know, if you're looking for a mortgage, your credit actually goes down. So on one hand, we've got an American television commercial telling Canadians to check their credit. But on the other hand, we've got Angela Calla on The Mortgage Show telling people, no, don't you check your credit, because every time you do that, your credit score actually goes down. So I'm siding with you.
Excellent. And what also happens is we also guide clients once we do check their credit. If there's something that might not be on there that is right, I mean, the lenders are the people who report to the credit bureau, but that doesn't mean that they're flawless and they haven't made a mistake. Or they're, you know, unfortunately, you have been a victim of identity theft. We always go through everything and make sure that everything that's on there is absolutely correct. And if there's something that we can do to improve your credit, we advise you right away, because we want to present you in the best light. We want you to have all the best things.
And you can get, you can regain a good credit standing. I know that because I read it in Angela Calla's newsletter. but I think most of us already know that. But what we don't know, Angela, for the most part, well, I do because you and I work together on the radio program, but I think what a lot of people might be asking themselves, and rightly so, is I'm a credit challenge. I had a bankruptcy 10 years ago, or, you know, I got fired from my job, or I'm between jobs, or I spent the last 5 years in the penitentiary. I mean, you know, whatever. they are credit challenged, yet there are mortgages available even for those.
There is a mortgage out there for everybody, regardless if you have bad credit, no credit, challenged credit. There's very few people that have never, ever in their entire lifetime missed a payment or something of that matter. But what people don't necessarily recognize is that all the lending institutions, because there are 90, have different credit minimums and have different things that they accept. And what I have the pleasure of doing is, I had a gentleman the other day that had heard the program last week, and he had heard our segment about challenge credit, and what he believed to be challenge credit isn't actually challenge credit for the majority of the lenders, but it's just his particular situation was so easy for us to put together. And he was treated with nothing but the most utmost respect, and it was as simple as a phone call, and it gave him the ability to actually purchase in the building where he lived.
Well, that's kind of nice, isn't it? He'd obviously been renting. He was looking to purchase, felt he couldn't purchase because he deemed himself to be credit challenged. But as you point out, this is what some of these institutions, the 90 that Angela deals with every day, with more than 300 available mortgages, and those types of mortgages are changing all the time as well. Angela's at the forefront in helping some of the institutions develop mortgages to make sure that everybody can get a mortgage. She's not beholden to any of these institutions. They seek her advice as an expert, as an accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. And you can reach Angela, see what she can do for you. 802-3983, 802-3983. She'll call you right back after the radio program. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla. And we are heard at this hour every weekend on CFUN 1410 AM. Now, you might not be credit challenged, but you might be self-employed. That's an enormous number of people, Angela. More and more people on their own operating home businesses, you know, not getting that twice-a-week paycheck. And then they phone Angela Calla and they say, you know, I'm operating my home business and I'm on my own. I'm a consultant. You know, my paychecks are rather irregular. Can I be approved for a mortgage? Short answer and quick answer is yeah.
Yes, and with much less of a down payment than you may have thought and with way less documentation that you may have thought. In the last 2 or 3 years, the insurers and the lenders have really, truly recognized that one of the things about being self-employed, the first thing is making money. The second part is how do you keep it in your pocket? I am self-employed. I operate my own business. There is nobody to understand that better. And the way that we have access to our lenders would prefer that you don't take all the money out of your business because what are you going to operate with to continue to gain an income from? So we have a variety of self-employed individuals that never believed that they would have the opportunity to have home ownership. And it is so easy. And I recently had a dentist who is self-employed, as they are self-employed, contact me, and he had been to his institution, and he was approved for a very small amount. And it was very easy for us to be able to put together a very simple mortgage where, you know, it was an easy online application as well as two other pieces of documentation, and he was in the home of his dreams.
But didn't the lender, though, take a look at his profession as a dentist and say, you know, there's a pretty good chance this guy is going to keep drilling a few teeth over the next few years and pay his mortgage? What about the person who's a consultant and it's you know, it's not regular work, maybe a contract every couple of months, you know, pay some bills, you know, not making a fortune at it, but, you know, getting by and keeping a roof over their head in terms of rent, but that's about it.
Exactly, but that doesn't mean if they can afford rent, it's about affordability. What can this person afford? And there will be a mortgage out there based on what they can afford, and then it's finding the right property. And with our team, we're able to put you with the best people to be able to help you with that. And we're able to help you with any particular situation. I had a client the other day who was self-employed, and they had been in a condo for a number of years. And she was about to have a baby, and she knew that her business had been doing very well over the last year, as it had been doing better and better each year. And she said, I could probably afford, you know, a couple of extra $100 a month. And is there any way that I can keep my payment within this and still get a mortgage and move forward? And she says, and then this has to be really quick. You know, we're bursting at the seams in our condo here, and we're really in a situation. Within 2 weeks, I was able to have her completely approved. She didn't have to haul out every single piece of paper from the last 3 years to bring into my office. She only brought in 2 or 3, and we got her in her home within a couple of weeks, also because of the great professionals that our team is associated with.
Well, these are the kinds of, you know, happy holiday stories we like to hear. There's no question. And Angela can certainly put together a mortgage that, you know, whatever your needs are, there are 300 at her disposal, 300 different types of mortgages. Not only that, if you are approved for a mortgage, and we're going to touch on this when we come back, if you are approved for a mortgage, if you call Angela and say, okay, here's my situation, and yeah, you're approved, if between the time that she approves you and the time you actually close on a property, something better comes along that can save you even more money, Angela will make sure that you get that better of the two deals, for sure.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I know it is. I saw your eyes lighting up on the other side of the room when I started to mention that, because that's a double win. Not only do you win the first time, but you win a second time, and it's pretty cool. We'll come back and talk about that on The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Give Angela a quick buzz. No charge for her service. If whatever she does for you, whatever the mortgage situation is, wherever she places that mortgage, that institution pays her fee. Okay, you don't pay 1 cent. 802-3983, 802-3983. And she is not beholden to any institution. She is independent of all the financial institutions. She's an accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, a completely autonomous body from any of the financial institutions. 802-3983, 802-3983. And on the website, Angela Calla, that's with a C, angelacalla.ca. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. I'm Manny Bazunas, back in a moment.